Ones, good morning. We are on the letter. Oh, I have to tell you, I have this thing called the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible. It is something like 6 volumes. It has most every subject you can think about the Bible. It writes articles on one word that are 50 pages long. But when I looked in the case, it was slim indeed. Not a lot of K's. However, our resident scholar has come up with a couple.
Keturah.
Who's Keturah?
Second wife of Abraham.
Everyone knows that Keturah is the second wife of Abraham.
No.
What about the second one? You had another one for me.
Goliath or something. I think it's like a biblical name.
Okay, biblical name. Okay, Goliath. And then Kish is.
He's a guy, I guess.
He's a guy, yeah. Kish is actually the Benjamite who is Samuel's father. One up on you. What else in K's? Think of words in the Bible that start with K. Anything else?
Crazy. With the K.
Crazy with a K. Anybody else?
Kick.
Kick?
I kicked him in the shin, said Samuel.
Okay. All right, we'll try and work on it. How about no kangaroos? The Kenites. Of course there's the Kenites. Everyone knows about the Kenites. Kairos? Yes, but Kairos in Greek, which is the inbreaking of God's time, certainly is a K word, but it's not Kairos. Not a well-known English word. I'm going to do Kingdom of
God.
Thank you. It took a long time for the first kids. Kingdom of God. So, what are the attributes of a kingdom? What do you need for a kingdom? Usually you need a king, right?
You need a good set of glasses and you need all the paperwork you've gotten.
A good set of glasses is important in any kingdom. What else? Don't you have to have a place?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So where is the kingdom of God?
The kingdom of God is up there or down there. Yeah, down there or there.
It all depends on how your day is going. Yeah, the kingdom. So a lot of people think of the kingdom of God as the kingdom of heaven, something that happens in the future. That's not bad. That's what a lot of folks think. So who is the king in the kingdom of God? King, hence the name. Kingdom
of God.
Aha! Now what does a king usually have that the rest of us do not?
Lots of robes.
Lots of robes. What else?
An expensive chair to sit in.
An expensive chair to sit in. Thank you. I was going for the crown.
Also,
so we have this hymn. Crown him with many crowns, right? You've heard that one?
No.
Well, it sounds a lot like the choir sings it. Well, if God is the kingdom of God, I wonder if maybe the kingdom of God is not something that happens out there or up there or, in your case, down there. Thank you. Our resident theologian number 2, the kingdom of God is
everywhere.
Here, right? Over and over and over again, you have John the Baptist and Jesus and all these famous people saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's nearby. So what if the kingdom of God, where God is king, is not something off in the future or far away, but what if it's right here, right now? What if the kingdom of God is unfolding even as we live? It's not done yet. But what if it is begun in this promise of God that I will be with you forever? And that it continues in Jesus. And then in Jesus' body, Christ's body, all of you. Well, that changes things, doesn't it? I mean, it changes things because the kingdom of God is not something that you're going to come to after you die in the by and by pie in the sky, but now. Yes, Iara.
I guess that's good news for us then, or bad news, depending on thing if you say, oh, I just want to have a horrible life. Yes, that's very nice.
It could go either way. You're absolutely right. But I think the intention is that God's kingdom is also in you. You have a part of it in every part of your life. So when Jesus says and Paul says and all of these people talk about the kingdom of God being at hand, it is close by. It's so close. It's you. It's you. You're part of it. Let's pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this kingdom that is unfolding all around and through us. Help us to be good stewards, caretakers, children of that kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys can go back to your places.